Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
Just leave me out on the lurch to be the fucking asshole.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie has been rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Welcome to Huntsville Home Video, your favorite Monday tradition, and we're talking about Thor today on a Monday. What the hell is even happening right now?
Well, our math didn't work in our favor, Jack.
It sure didn't.
No.
Cruising through Marvel month, we are on, as of this recording, the final phase of Marvel, the cinematic universe. Phase 4 hasn't officially kicked off in theaters yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we are catching you up, Leanne Foster, my hell buddy, my co-host, my movie illiterate chum.
You're Mick, movie illiterate chum.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that? Mm-hmm. Okay, put it on a business card.
I will.
So we have, we've gone through, Civil War. We've talked about Spider-Man. We talked about Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. your favorite of the Marvel movies.
My favorite
so far.
Marvel movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing 2 a week, coming to you on Mondays and Thursdays.
Yep.
And today we're coming to you on Monday, and we'll just be talking about Thor, because like you said, our math fucked up a little bit.
Right. You know, we can't win them all.
That's
all
right, though.
We're so perfect in every other way.
Correct.
We had to have a flaw somewhere.
You are absolutely correct.
It finally showed up in episode 40-something.
We are humble. We are but your humble movie podcast servants.
So humble. Yeah.
You ever seen the movie Pop Star with Andy Samberg?
No.
We got to add that to the list. There's
okay.
And you'll super appreciate it coming from the radio world that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a parody of all the, you know, pop star celebrity type thing.
Okay, I love it.
And it starts out with a song called I'm So Humble. And clearly he is not
Let
very
me guess,
humble.
Not humble.
No.
No.
He's like, I act like my apple crumble is the best, but I fucked that up.
Mm.
Just strike that from the record.
Yeah, that sounds really bad. Yeah.
No,
should I delete it? Should I bleep it out? No,
you can leave it in.
No,
fuck
I'm going
to
leave it.
Because today we're talking about how not perfect we are in every other way. We apparently found another reason why I'm not. Anyway.
We should shut up before we find any more things wrong with us.
Which, I mean, it's a pretty short list.
Well, it's longer than I thought it was. It's got two things on there now.
I mean, but think about the faults and flaws of so many other people.
I don't compare myself to others. Myself to others.
There's another one for your list.
All right. Well, anyway.
Jesus.
Dungeons. You remember Dungeons?
Dungeons. I sure do. Sure do.
Anyway.
Let's talk about Thor Ragnarok.
On a Monday.
Our latest entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What a rough fucking start today.
Was it rough? I feel like we've had rougher.
Okay.
Have we?
All right.
Maybe.
We'll have to go back and listen to some of our earlier episodes.
I don't want to.
Before we hit our stride and became the smooth, free-flowing,
yeah,
thought topic motherfuckers that we are.
That's right, you mutts.
Love how you've adopted that.
I need to quit, though. I don't want to overuse it.
You don't want to overuse it.
Yeah. I don't want to say it again until I just really have to.
It loses its meaning after
it does.
A while.
It does. Yeah.
So here we are on the latest entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Last week, of course, we talked about Spider-Man, which you loved.
I did like Spider-Man.
We talked about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which we were kind of okay with, but ultimately just kind of meh.
Yeah. Parts we loved, overall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now this week we kick it off. We talk about the third entry into the Thor franchise. Two movies which previously had been like,
mm-hmm.
Thor Dark World, not good.
Thor better than the other.
Right.
Wasn't anything special to me, though.
Now, I personally think the third time was a charm for this franchise. I loved this movie. It's not really about me, though.
Right.
No one cares what I think.
That's true.
It's
I don't.
I mean, this is really your podcast.
No.
I'm just the dude keeping it moving.
Oh, no. Okay, we got a rough start. We found our flaws, and now it's my podcast. I see how this goes. Suddenly, it's my podcast.
You're putting that subtext out into the world, not me. I'm just saying it's this podcast all about your journey.
Like, no one wants to. I hate you.
No one wants to hear my ramblings about the movies I've watched 100 times. They want to hear your thoughts on movies that you've watched for the very first time.
Yeah.
So what, Leanne, did you think about Thor Ragnarok?
Well, after these few moments, I don't want to agree with you, but I have to agree with you. Thor Ragnarok was awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Super good. I really liked this one.
They
it was
knocked
good.
This one out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Now, initially, it was not thought that Chris Hemsworth wanted to come back as Thor because he got bored with the character, you know?
Right.
The two
previous movies.
Right.
Understood.
Yeah. You know, he had some okay moments in Avengers and in those movies. But Taika Waititi, the director, he came on board and Chris Hemsworth was presented with this idea. And it really, because Chris Hemsworth just wants to be funny. He wants to be a comedic actor, and to his credit, I mean, he does have some comedic chops.
Right.
And he wanted, you know, Thor to be a little more lighthearted, a little quirkier.
Yes.
All of these things happened in Thor Ragnarok. Absolutely delivered the goods.
Bumped up the character for me, because again, I never cared about Thor, and then now I care about him a hell of a lot more than I did before.
Hella. I see what you did there. Hella of a lot.
Yeah. I thought I said hell of a lot more, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, well, okay. Well, I'm so here for a pun anytime I can have one, even if I don't even know it.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok, there's a lot of different comic book elements brought into this comic book movie.
Okay.
Crazy. Imagine how that works.
Weird, man.
There was a Thor run back in the 80s by a dude named Walter Simonson, which is considered to be like one of the greatest Thor runs of all time. So there's some influence there with Scourge, the Executioner character. He played a big part into that. There's also, and we'll talk about it later, we get the Hulk in this movie, and we get some Planet Hulk references in there. That was probably the best Hulk story ever written, where Hulk basically ends up on this gladiator planet and just wrecks motherfuckers. And he kind of, he's like, oh shit, this is where I belong. Just wrecking fools.
Right.
So we get a little, we get a lot of that influence in all those places. And I, again, delivered the goods. Fucking love this one. I'm head and shoulders above every other Thor movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to agree.
All right.
Sure.
I didn't know how you were going to feel. I thought maybe you're just going to be like, eh, fuck it.
No, I liked it.
All right.
Hulk aggravated me, but other than that,
didn't like the Hulk.
Hulk.
Jesus.
God, I really should start over today. Hulk really is annoying to me in this movie. But
all right,
you know, we'll get there when we get there.
We will. That's a tease.
That's what we in the radio world we call a tease.
Hey, why does Leanne have a problem with the Hulk? Find out right after the latest from Fun. It's some night.
Oh, that's not the latest. Stop playing it. God. Some nights I just want to murder them. We start off with Thor in a cage. And I could already tell I was going to like it because of how he's narrating his story about him being in the cage.
Okay.
And wondering, you know, he's like, do you wonder why I'm in a cage? Sometimes you just got to get caught to get a straight answer around here. And he's talking to that skeleton in the cage. And I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. We've now turned a corner with Thor.
Within 30 seconds, you're already on board.
I don't know why. I was just like, okay, I know we're good. So he's chained up in a basket in a smoky dungeon, it looks like. And eventually the bottom drops from the cage and he unwinds from this chain. And it's Surtur?
Surtur.
I wrote it wrong. Damn it. Surtur. And he is a nasty fire skeleton son of a bitch.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, with a tiara, like Thor calls it. And I love him hanging there and just swinging around. And you know, Surtur is talking about his purpose is Ragnarok, which is the fall of Asgard. And Thor's just spinning around. He's like, oh, stop. And he, because he's facing the wrong way, and then he waits till he turns back around.
I'll be back around with you in a moment.
Yep. And so, you know, when Surtur gets his crown reunited with the eternal flame, that is when Ragnarok will happen and Asgard will fall. So, that's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Asgard is where all of Thor's stuff is at.
Right, exactly.
You know, he doesn't want to destroy that.
And he says, you know, the eternal flame, the one that Odin keeps hidden, and Surtur says, no, Odin is not on Asgard, or Odin is not there. So, interesting. And Thor's like, nah, I'm going to bust out of here. And so he calls his hammer, and then he wrecks house, because that's what heroes do.
To the fucking soothing sounds of Led Zeppelin.
Ah!
Nicely done.
Thank you. I've worked on that. I worked on that in the car.
Did you?
Maybe. So he destroys some fire demon ass while Led Zeppelin is playing. And he ends up knocking off the crown of the fire skeleton demon guy, and then he calls for Heimdall, but nothing happens, and there's a dragon involved. It's a mess, and finally at the bridge, Heimdall is gone, and Scourge is there. Scourge?
Yes.
Macking on some ladies, baby.
Motherfucking Carl Urban.
Yeah. Who is that, the boys guy?
Yeah, he was. He's in The Boys. Mm-hmm. He was also in Star Trek. Okay. He was in Lord of the Rings. Like, he's kind of nerd royalty, Carl Urban. He was Dredd. He was the best Dredd, not Judge Dredd, not Sylvester Stallone.
He's not royalty to me because right now he's a traitor in my book. So, you know, well, this is all I got to go on. Okay. This movie's all right. All I got to go on.
I mean, we're going to, you know.
We'll fix it.
We will continue your education process.
Here's just where I'm at. I'm at plan one here.
All right.
So he's got all this stuff that he's showing the ladies, and he's got guns. One's called Dez and one's called Troy. Destroy.
Yep.
Which I kind of want to name dogs that or something. You know what I mean? Like, I got to name something Dez and one Destroy.
All right.
We got to figure that out.
We'll get you something.
So eventually they hear Thor calling, and he opens up the gate. And it's so cool. With the dragon is chasing Thor in the gateway, and then his head gets cut off at the bridge, which was super cool.
Just green and slimy, just sliding across the floor.
Blah, 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 blah. So Thor finds that Heimdall is considered a traitor. And he was banished, or he was supposed to be sent to prison, but he has escaped. So Scourge is like, I need to announce your arrival to the king, but nah, we got a spinny hammer. We don't need that.
I don't have time for this bullshit.
No. So he goes and he happens upon a huge statue of Loki. Interesting. And there's a play going on about Loki's death. Loki is played by Matt Damon.
Yep.
And is that Luke Hemsworth? Is that the other Hemsworth
brother?
It's the
other Hemsworth
brother,
yeah.
Playing Thor? Okay, perfect.
did you catch who played Odin?
Yes, it's my guy.
It's your dude, Sam Neill.
Yes, I was super excited about that.
Do you refer to him as Sam Neill, or do you say, holy shit, Alan Grant?
I always think of Grant first. I'm always, it's Dr. Grant.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't help it.
I imagine you've not seen him in much else, but anytime you see him, it's always Alan Grant.
You know what was a really hard one for me? He was in that movie. What was that movie? Event Horizon.
Yeah.
And it was so, that was a tough one because I'd still see Dr. Grant. And I'm like, no, Dr. Grant's not supposed to be bad. It's too much for me. Yeah, I love that movie. Do you like that movie?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I'm like, okay. Anyways, Odin's laying back eating grapes and shit. And he's watching the play like a pompous ass king, and something is afoot. And when Odin realizes that Thor's there, he's like, oh, shit. Such a good reaction. And Thor's having dreams of Asgard burning, and went out to find that the Nine Realms are in chaos and they're plotting war against Asgard, all while you're just sitting here eating grapes. And he throws the hammer out and he stands behind Odin because the hammer's going to come back to him. And finally, Loki reveals himself.
I yield.
And so they have to go find Odin now. They need to go figure out where Loki left him. So they go to New York. And can I just mention that Loki in that suit was pretty awesome.
That did it for you?
It was handsome. He was handsome in that suit.
All black, love it. Black tie, black shirt, black suit.
With that black hair, I'm digging it.
That's your jam, huh?
It's a jam. It's a jam I didn't think I had, but I had it. So
Thor Ragnarok has awakened things in you.
I don't know what it is about Loki. Maybe it's the Tom Hiddleston. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Ladies love
him. He's dark and brooding or something, and he's mischievous.
There's something about it. There are certain characters that, like, for some reason in nerd realms, women just latch onto, mm-hmm. and Loki is the one.
Yeah.
Like, everyone loves Loki.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Hmm. So they go to, I believe it's like a nursing home that they go to, right?
The Shady Acres nursing home.
Shady Acres. And it's destroyed. So Odin's not there anymore. And then before they can do anything else, a familiar looking portal opens up around Loki, and Loki drops. He's like, this isn't me. And he drops. And all that's left is a card with the address to the New York Sanctum that we were introduced to in Doctor Strange.
Your favorite of the Marvel movies.
I liked this. I was fine with this. I think it was just a whole movie of that shit I didn't need. This scene, I was like, okay, this is cool. This is fine. Whatever.
So sorcery in small doses is
sorcery,
okay?
Sorcery, small dose sorcery is fine.
Okay.
I don't want big spoonfuls of it. I don't want you to shove that shit down my throat. You know what I mean? So he goes to the sanctum, and we get the scene from, was it at the end of Guardians 2?
No, that one was at the end of Doctor Strange.
Oh, that one was at the end of Doctor Strange. Okay. And so Thor's like, so Earth has wizards now. And so he wants to know where Odin is. Strange is like, I keep eyes on threats to the world, and your brother is one of them. Why are you here in New York? They're looking for his father. And Strange, like, if I return Odin to you, will you leave? That's great. Let's get the fuck out of here. I'll tell you where he's at. Odin has chosen to remain in exile in Norway and didn't want Doctor Strange to tell anyone. And I love Thor's like, why didn't you call me? Strange's like, do you have a phone? No.
No. Could you not have used an email? Do you have a computer? No. What for?
No. What for? Which was so cute. So Strange then portals Loki back in. And I had seen this. There's another one I had seen and didn't understand what it was, where he's like, I've been falling for 30 minutes. It was so funny. Thor then calls his hammer, which is the umbrella. It's disguised as an umbrella. And you just hear it pinging, knocking over shit throughout the temple or whatever. Sanctum. I couldn't think of sanctum.
There's that sorcery prejudice coming out of you.
Yeah. And then they portal to their father in Norway. And Odin says that Ragnarok, which to me sounds like a music festival.
I'm sure there is one.
I'm sure there's one.
Yeah.
But Ragnarok has begun, and his time has come. And he tells them that they actually have a sister. It's actually Odin's firstborn, Hela.
That's right.
I love that name, Hela. And she is the god of death. And her appetites grew too far. So he locked her away and he banished her. So when she gets on Asgard, her powers will be limitless, and says, remember this place, this is home. And he withers away. Odin is gone. Damn it.
R.I.P.
Made me sad. And Thor is pretty angry, pretty upset. And he blames Loki for all this. And you start to see kind of lightning come from his hands a little bit. And then at that time, here comes another like a green portal or gateway, and we get Kate Blanchett with black hair.
But you mean you talk about Loki all black suited up doing something for you, mm-hmm. man, a gothed out.
And I'm kind of like, well, now Thor's the one who doesn't fit the family. Now right? We have two of a kind here. but it is Hela, and I thought she was an awesome Hela.
Yeah, I thought she looked badass, mm-hmm. like menacing.
Yep. And she wants her brothers to kneel, and they will not do that. And so then my mind was blown, because Thor throws his hammer at her, and she is able to catch it. The hammer part of it, not the handle, the hammer
the
part.
The hammer part of it.
And then
The
business end of the hammer. And then she crushes it with her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mew Mew's gone. Mjolnir is gone.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not see it. I looked as shocked as Thor, I'm going to tell you right now. And She was like, you have no idea what is possible. And Loki, like a fucking idiot, just wants to be portaled out of there, which was dumb because she's able to get in the portal with them as well. They get called back to Asgard and they fight in the bridge, and Loki falls out one way and then Thor falls out another way, and Hela gets to Asgard.
No good will come of that.
No, because that's where her powers will only be multiplied. They'll be endless on Asgard.
Yeah, once she gets up there, man, like, I was not happy with how the Warriors 3 were treated.
Nope.
They went out like some chumps.
Nope. She kills everybody at the gate except for Scourge, who bows because he's just a janitor. And Hela decides to give him a job. So Thor then lands in a trash dump, which is where basically where your loose change goes when it comes when it flies out of the portals, you know. And he's about to be captured for either fighting or food, I believe it was what they asked him. And it's these garbage people with masks on, and they capture him. A drunk gal. Okay, first of all, if I was out in the galaxy, this is who I would want to be, okay? Just drunk in my spaceship alone, flying around, like falling over shit. She falls out. She was like, he belongs to me. That would be my jam. That was who I wanted to
be. I could see you existing like that.
Right? Yeah. That would be the best life ever to me. And she's completely toasted. She falls off the damn plane, but she steals Thor and she kills the town Lokes there, the trash Lokes that are out and about.
That was a pretty dope dope shot. She's just standing in front of her ship, and she's got these little gauntlets on her wrist.
Yep.
And then she just points it at it, and that wakes up the guns on the ship, and she's just blasting these dudes, just eviscerating them. I thought that was pretty sharp.
Would that not be the life?
Right?
Seriously. I'm all in for this. Please, beam me up! Nothing. All right.
No,
we'll continue.
Still here. Recording
still
a podcast.
Here. So she throws a little electrode thing on Thor to electrocute him. And then we go back to Asgard, which is where Hela has to kill the Asgardian army because they want to fight her. And she does single-handedly.
Wipes them the fuck out.
Ooh, man. But she tells them, you know, Odin stopped at 9 realms and there are others. You know, because he grew complacent or, you know, whatever. So she goes to see the palace, and someone also finds out that someone has. Oh, we see somebody climbing up the rocks, and somebody has stolen the sword out of the gate, out of the Rainbow Bridge.
Yes.
Not good. Meanwhile, Thor wakes up at his new place. In a chair. It's like Casper. And he's riding through and he gets this introduction to the Grand Master.
I love that intro, too. It's like, you are about to meet the Grand Master.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it looks like he's moving through.
Just looks like a fucked up queue at Disney World.
Yes, it does. And it's talking about the Grand Master, who was the first lost and the first found and created this planet. Sakaar.
You nailed it. Nicely done.
Yes. And they play, isn't that the Willy Wonka song, Imagination song? And so then, you know, it's all in his head, really, or it's like this virtual reality thing, because he's screaming in the chair, and all of a sudden it's like he's just in the chair surrounded.
He's surrounded by people.
And are those robots up there from the Guardian, from one of the Guardians movies, or am I just from one of the, or am I...
I don't know.
I guess
I didn't catch it.
Up there with the Grandmaster, those looked like, you know, that little robot head that you said was Miley Cyrus's voice?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what looked like was back there, but maybe that's, I confused those.
I mean, it could have been. They could have thrown that in as an Easter egg.
And it's Jeff Goldblum, and I love Jeff Goldblum, and I love him in this role. This eccentric Grandmaster with blue fucking eyeliner on. I love it.
So Jeff Goldblum.
What did I say?
No, you said Jeff Goldblum. But like you say, so, yeah. In this role, it's like that's just who Jeff Goldblum is.
That's just Jeff Goldblum.
I imagine he didn't even go to makeup. He just showed up on set like that. I imagine that's how Jeff Goldblum wakes up looking some days.
I think he owns that outfit.
I believe so. He's like, hey, can I try this on from home? Like,
right. How about this new robe I got?
Maybe give me like a little blue soul patch.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Let's feather the hair a little bit and blue soul patch.
I like what you're doing here. Let's go with the little blue. Yeah.
You know, they just were like, be yourself, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like that was his direction.
Can I get some direction? Just be yourself, Jeff.
okay, I can do that. So.
Like, at what point did Jeff Goldblum become Jeff Goldblum? Because he wasn't always like that. Like, in his early career, he would, you know, he just did roles in movies and stuff. But then at a certain point, he just became, like, the Jeff Goldblum as we know him. That just off-the-wall, eccentric.
Or did we just get to know him finally with social media and internet? Jeff Goldblum has always been Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, it
wasn't revealed until the world was ready.
Fucking Jeff Goldblum. What a fascinating creature.
Yeah.
Like, jazz musician.
Yeah.
Has a jazz band.
I was going to go pay to go see him, but I it was too much.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have gone to see him.
There is a video of Jeff Goldblum reacting to people that have got Jeff Goldblum tattoos. And it's one of the greatest things ever.
That seems like it's got to be so pure.
It is.
Right.
It's so pure.
Aw.
And then there's one, another one where he's like reacting. He's answering tweets from people that that are tweeting at Jeff Goldblum, which is also very much pure and adorable.
Is that the thirst tweets?
Yes.
Did I see that one?
Yeah,
I feel like I saw that. Yeah. God, love him. So anyways, great grandmaster.
Yes, absolutely.
And he says that, I can't remember what her 142 was. She's a scavenger.
Yeah.
They call her 142 or something. But she says, I brought you your champion. I've now brought you a contender. Oh, shit. So Thor's like, I'm the god of thunder. And little sparks come out of his hands. And so then the grandmaster then calls him Sparkles after that.
Yeah, I like the sparkles. Yeah, sparkles.
And called Asgard Asgard. So good. So grandmaster's giving him a tour around. And he's also DJing, which was fantastic. And during this tour, he spots Loki. Just chumming it up with everybody, having a good time.
Just being social, being the social butterfly that Loki is.
And apparently time works differently there because Loki's been there for weeks, even though he just fell a little bit earlier on the bridge, out of the portal or whatever it is.
Yeah, so he's had a couple weeks to make friends.
Yes.
He does well. It doesn't take him long.
No, got that charisma. See, that's another thing. He's dangerous with charisma.
Yep.
We eat that shit up. Girls just do.
Just flocking. Just, ooh, what's this?
Ooh, someone with red flags? Yes!
I'll change him.
Someone who's going to ruin my life for forever and totally change my psyche? Yes!
Sign me up.
Sign me up! Yeah, we love that shit. So Thor gets thrown in like this odd circular holding cell, and then we meet Korg.
Fuck yeah.
God, I freaking love Korg so much. Who voiced him? I didn't even look.
That was Taika Waititi, the director.
God dang it. He was like, made of rocks. And he's like, no need to be afraid unless you're a pair of scissors. Paper, rock, scissors joke.
I could
have gobbled him up. He was so damn cute.
I was going to start a revolution, but I didn't print enough pamphlets.
Yeah. Only one that showed up was me mom and her boyfriend or something, which I ate.
Hey, this is my friend Meek. He's got knives for hands there, you can see.
I couldn't deal with how adorable this guy was.
Fucking Korg is the goods.
I need a Korg stuffed animal or action figure or something.
Between Baby Yoda, between Baby Groot, and now Korg.
God, I can't.
Like which one hits the highest on your adorable meter?
I mean, oh my God. Well, the most adorable thing is Baby. Oh God. I don't know. I think that's a tough one. But I would want Korg around because I can talk to Korg and we can have a fun chummy time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's who I want as my buddy.
That's legit.
So Korg has not fought the champion. He only fights the smaller fights to rile the crowd up. And then while Thor is in there, Loki projects to him, and I love Thor just sitting there throwing rocks at Loki's projection just through him. And Loki doesn't want to go back to Asgard. His plan is to, you know, hey, I've made friends with the Grandmaster. One day, maybe he'll just have an accident. And then here we are.
And then we run the place.
And then we run the place. And so Thor's not going to do that. He's not falling for it. And right as Loki leaves, Korg comes up and he's like, piss off, ghost.
Yeah, piss off, ghost.
Oh, he's gone.
I love it. He just runs into frame and just does that wild kick at nothing. Yeah, piss off, ghost.
It was so good. So, back at Asgard, Hela is very perturbed that no one remembers her. and realizes that the paintings of their history in the ceiling, you know, of how Asgard came to be and Odin, that they are wrong, that they are fake. It's not the correct story. So she breaks them down to reveal the paintings of her and Odin taking the realms. And she rode a wolf.
Yeah.
God. And says that her ambition outgrew his, and that's why she was banished. And that back in the day, warriors were honored when they died, and they were buried beneath the palace. So she goes to the trophy room, and she was like, what's his name that's with her?
Scourge, the executioner.
Scourge is like, oh, the trophy room. And she was like, half this stuff is fake. And she knocks over the gauntlet.
Fake.
Crashes. I was like, oh, shit, I've seen it. And then she finds the eternal flame, and she like grabs it, and the flame's coming out of her hand. And she goes, she was like, you want to know, see real power. So she falls into this pit that she makes, and she wakes up the warriors and turns them into zombie warriors, and she wakes up her wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it interesting how, you know, a kingdom's past is sometimes a little brushed over once they achieve their desired result.
We're going to run into that even more coming later on.
Yeah. I think we might.
Reoccurring theme we have here.
Right.
So that was really cool, her waking up those green zombie warriors. That was really, really neat. So in the meantime, Thor is picking out his weapons that he's going to use, and him explaining his hammer that he used to have to Korg was hilarious. He was like, it used to, what was it? It would just, he was like, I'd whip it around and it would just pull me off. And he was like, it pulled you off.
It pulled you off.
Sounds like you had an intimate relationship with a hammer that you considered to be a living object.
Yeah, did you ride the hammer, or did the hammer ride you?
Yeah. So while they're having this exchange, he notices at the bar the lady who sold him and sees her tattoo. She's a Valkyrie. She's an Asgardian.
Yeah.
And he makes this thing. He's like, it's like all women warriors, right? And so he's like, it's great that we have this kind of group nowadays. It's about time, you know.
I wanted to be a Valkyrie until I realized they were all women.
Which is great, of course, you know. So it was very good. And so Thor gets called for battle to the champion, and we get our Stan Lee cameo, because for some reason they have to have their hair cut before they go into battle. And he is the crazy barber, and kind of roughs him up a little bit, but then Thor gets his hair cut.
There was a an extended take of that cameo where, like, where when Thor is just screaming, no, it just cuts to Stan Lee going, yes!
Yes, that would have been great. That would have been so good. Is there a reason outside of the movie why they cut his hair? Did he want his hair short? Did he not want the long hair anymore? Or did it matter?
I think they just went for a different look.
I'm all for it.
Yeah?
I prefer short hair, so I was all for that haircut.
I will tell you that one of my female friends hated that cut. She was all about some long-haired Chris Hemsworth.
I'm not a long-hair fan on a guy, which is odd because I love Loki. I guess it just...
Right?
I guess it's a case-by-case basis with me. I guess I really don't have any standards. It's
maybe,
just what I feel
like
in the moment.
Maybe it's like long, blonde-haired dudes you don't
maybe,
like.
Maybe, you know?
Loki with the darkness and the...
You gotta think this helps Thor, you know, fight, because you got your hair in your face all the time. I mean, I don't have long, long hair, but I mean, it gets in the way.
When you're fighting?
When I'm fighting, yeah. You know? So it's like, or have the windows down in the car, you know? It's like, so, you know, that had to be, it's going to be a relief. It's going to help him. Anyway.
Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm here for the short hair.
I'm here
Thor.
For the short hair. So he makes his way to the arena, and the champion comes out, and it's freaking Hulk. I did not see that coming.
Really?
I did not even put that together. And I should have. And I felt dumb after I saw. I'm like, oh, wow, I never saw that. And I thought, well, you fucking idiot. You should have figured that out. But I didn't.
I guess, you know, so, like you said, you never have seen this movie ever. And you're not really a big trailer watcher.
No, I didn't watch the trailer. So I didn't know he was going to be in it at all. Had no glimpse of him or idea of that.
Because, yeah, he was a huge piece of the marketing.
Okay.
When that first came out. Because it had you... Like, I'm kind of torn on it. On one hand, it would be like, holy shit, a fucking Hulk. Mm-hmm. You know, if they would not have advertised that, if you would have been surprised by that and then talk about it, you know, like a week later, maybe get more people in the theaters, whatnot. That would have been one thing. But then they basically, like, in the marketing is like, hey, here's the Hulk.
Wow.
Like, ah, shit. Well, I mean, that's still pretty fucking cool, mm-hmm. but here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I wish they hadn't have spoiled that.
Well, I mean, you didn't have it spoiled. So
I didn't have it spoiled. It was good for me.
So the trick is just to watch these movies like 4 years after the fact.
Yeah, do that. Wait yeah. 4 years, you'll be fine. Everything will reset and you won't remember any promotional material you ever saw. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So I love when Thor is revealed, though, and Thor's like, hey, I know this guy. He's a friend from work, which was super cute. But Loki's reaction to it was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
This planet.
Like, I got to get off this planet. It was so, so funny. And
apparently that line, he's a friend from work, while they were filming the movie, there was a kid from Make-A-Wish that was on set.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was chatting with Chris Hemsworth, they were just chatting back and forth. And this kid, like, said that line. And so he's like, hey, can we add this? And so, like, that's how the line uh-huh. got in the movie.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's so precious.
Kid's probably dead now, but whatever.
Okay. We didn't need to. I was going to try to not say anything more about that because we know what Make-A-Wish is. But
yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for being an asshole.
Wow.
We really do hate your kids here at Huntsville Home Video.
Usually I join right in, but I don't feel like it today.
No?
No. I'm going to let that one go.
You're going to be a better person, huh?
For once in my life, I'm going to just let it go.
You're just leave me out on the lurch to be the fucking asshole.
I'm sorry. You'll do it to me one day. So anyway.
Hopefully soon.
So Thor is trying to talk to Banner and Hulk, and he's not having it because Hulk just doesn't give a fuck.
No Banner, only Hulk.
And I wrote in my notes, I put no Banner, only Hulk. And I was like, God, I hate Hulk. This is the dumbest character to me. So they fight and Thor tries to do that nursery rhyme thing where it's the sun's getting real low and that doesn't work. And he flips Thor and bashes him like he did Loki. And Loki's like, see how it feels? Yeah, that was so great. Loki during that was just so great. And so Hulk ends up getting the upper hand on Thor, even though they have a very good fight that we didn't get to see in Civil War. Now we've got those two facing off. And he literally pounds Thor into the ground. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Beats the shit out of him.
Beats the shit out of him. And while this is happening, Thor has a vision of Odin, thank goodness, and is finally able to ride the lightning, baby! And shoot the lightning out of his hands, and his eyes are lightning. He's the god of thunder now, baby. And he would have won. But the Grandmaster, you know, he's got that electrode on him, Thor does, and the Grandmaster shocks him and knocks him out, and he gets Hulk smashed.
Man, just not a Hulk person, huh?
Well, no. So this was fine. It's later. It's in the lair that I just can't freaking take right, any okay. of that. So at Asgard, we're going back and forth. At Asgard, there is a resistance trying to knock down the gates, and Hela makes Scourge her executioner. Not only an executioner of lives, but also an executioner of her will.
Vision.
Of her vision, yes.
But you know, mostly the people.
But mostly the people. And they go to begin their conquest. But they see that the sword is missing because it was stolen. So they cannot open the bridge without it. And we find out who has it. It's Heimdall, who's hiding out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And and he's got people that he's hiding there. And then we go back. Thor's still alive. He did not die in the Hulk smash. And he's hanging out in Hulk's quarters because Hulk's living like a king, baby. He's got a bed and a hot tub. It is Palace Quadrant there.
They take care of their champions on Sakaar. Jesus.
And so Thor is trying to talk to him about, you know, like, how did you get there? And Hulk's like, Quinjet. And then Naked Hulk gets out of the hot tub, which Thor cannot get that out of his mind. And he shows him where the Quinjet is, which is below the window there. So Thor wants to leave. Hulk, stay. Just like some dumb teenager running around. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. So Thor goes to walk out, but of course there's an electric barrier there. So he gets shocked for like the millionth time in this movie. And Thor calls out to Heimdall so that he can see what's happening on Asgard. And the plan may have to be that they have to evacuate Asgard because that's where Hela is drawing her power. You know, basically. So Heimdall tells him, you can get here, but you need to go through the biggest doorway. That's how you get out and come back to Asgard. So Then Thor and Hulk have a little spat. And that
it's like sorcery all over again.
I know. I hate it. I just hate dumb Hulk. It just drives me insane. It's like, it's so aggravating to me. It's like, why haven't you figured out how to be intelligent? You have 7 PhDs, we find out in this movie. Like,
well, he's not Banner, he's Hulk.
Anyway. It's just, I for some reason, I don't want to accept it. I just don't want to accept Hulk. My brain just doesn't want
to. Just not feeling it.
I'm just not feeling it. So anyways, Valkyrie comes to train with Hulk, and Thor tells her, look, Asgard is in danger. Odin is dead. Hela has invaded, and he asks for help, but she's already fought her once, and she will not do it again. She's like the only one that survived the Valkyrie that she was in, right? So it's not about the throne, though. It's about the people. And luckily, Thor gets control of the electrode, gets it off of his neck, and he breaks through the glass, and he gets to the Quinjet. And I love this bit where he puts his palm on the reader, and it has to be voice activated, and he's like, Thor, access denied. And he's like, God of Thunder, access denied. And he tries to
strongest
do it deeper.
Avenger.
Yeah. And then he's like, Point Break. He was like, damn it, Tony, Point Break. So that works. And as he's getting ready to leave, Hulk gets on the Quinjet and he breaks literally everything.
I fucking hate him. He's so dumb and moody and blur.
And then he sees the transmission from Natasha about, you know, from 2 years ago. And then it turns him back into Banner. Finally.
Black Widow can soothe the most savage of beasts.
She can. She can. And you find out he's been Hulk for 2 years. And now there's an alert in the city because the Grandmaster has lost his champion. Not good. So Loki and Valkyrie fight to be the one to retrieve them. They're both saying, hey, I can get him in this many hours. I can retrieve them in this many hours. And in this this fight between Loki and Valkyrie, Loki kind of brings back the memory, doesn't he, of her fighting Hela,
yep,
and everybody else dying. And so Thor and Banner are trying to get off this planet, and and Hulk doesn't want to fight anymore. Banner doesn't want to fight anymore. You know, if I turn into Hulk one more time, I may never come back. And then he gets caught up in the Hulk celebration because the whole city loves Hulk, right? He's the big champion. So luckily, after having that vision, Valkyrie wants to be a part of the team. And they call themselves the Revengers.
The Revengers. I want revenge. You want revenge? And then, when Banner and Thor are talking, that should have been a meme that you've possibly seen as well, like a gif that gets used a lot when like Banner says something, ah, well, you know, like, you know, Hulk is this and that. And then Thor's like, is he though?
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah,
I missed that one.
Yep.
I guess it's not as prominent, I guess, to me as the other two. But
okay.
Yes, I remember it now that you pointed it out. I do remember that.
Is he though?
Is he though? Okay, you're right. I forgot that one. Yep, that's one I have seen. Oh, how fun.
Between that one and that is what heroes do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one, so it's a very meme-heavy movie.
Nice.
Very GIF-heavy movie.
So let's see. They got to go through the big portal, which is otherwise known as the Devil's Anus. My goodness gracious. And they need one of the Grandmaster ships because the Valkyrie ship is not going to be able to make it through. So luckily, Lucky, the God of Mischief, has stolen.
Did you say Lucky, the God of Mischief?
Did I say Lucky? I meant Loki. Sorry.
Lucky, the
Loki.
God
of... I meant Loki, the God of Mischief, luckily has stolen the Grandmaster's access codes so he can get to his ships. Because, of course, see, we eat that shit up. We love it. He's dangerous.
he's a bad boy. I like him.
He's a bad boy.
Hey, Leanne, I don't want to tell you your business or anything, but, like, that dude you're going after, I mean, he's a pretty rough character. He thieves and he steals, and I'm pretty sure he's killed, like, a million people.
He hasn't killed me, and I want it.
And I want it. I want a new plaything.
I like his hair. So, let's see. Loki, I believe, wants to stay on the planet, doesn't he? Isn't there like an exchange between them there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Thor was Okay, whatever. And he actually, but then Loki goes to throw like an alarm or something, doesn't he? Because, you know, he's mischief. And I believe Thor got the electrode on Loki and shocks him. Poor Loki. Just down on the ground, defenseless.
If you could have seen the look on Leanne's face. Man.
So Thor gets the ship, gets Banner, and Valkyrie and Thor start taking out enemy ships. And actually, they're out. Like, they have Banner fly the Grandmaster ship that they're on, which is apparently the one that they use for orgies because it doesn't have any weapons on it. Don't touch anything. And they, Valkyrie and Thor, start hopping on the other enemy ships and just tearing them to bits, which was super freaking cool.
Great sequence.
And then they make it through the devil's anus. They get right in through there. And they make it, which is like, it ports them to below Asgard, doesn't it? Or they kind of come up through Asgard when they go through that. So let's see. On Asgard, I believe they're questioning the Asgardians about the whereabouts of the sword. And some spineless jackass.
Because there's always a spineless jackass.
There's always a spineless jackass. Tells her where it is. But luckily, Heimdall pretty knew that, you know, he sees everything. He knew she was coming. So he evacuates the people that he has hidden in the Asgardian wilderness. Does he not?
He does. He do.
So he takes them to the Bifrost so that he can evacuate them. But the wolf is awaiting. I needed that wolf. I was ready for the fucker.
Like, fuck a Game of Thrones wolves. Like, that wolf
fuck
was
a dire
legit.
Wolf.
Fuck a dire wolf. You know nothing about awesome wolves, Jon Snow.
No, you know nothing.
You little bitch wolf. Introduce you to a real fucking wolf.
He did turn into the biggest bitch, and it just hurt my heart. Can we just talk about that?
Let's talk about it.
God almighty. I don't want it. I don't want it. Like, fuck off. God.
I don't want it.
I want to watch that show over again, but it's only going to break my heart. I don't want it. Don't want it.
Talk about one of the shittiest final seasons of all times.
I have never been more hurt, I don't think.
Yeah.
It really got me. I invested so much. We all invested. And that's what you gave us?
I never got super duper invested. I was kind of like half invested. Rachel was super into it. And one of my roommates at the time was super into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just all gather around and I'd watch and keep up. And I'm like, yeah, okay. This was kind of cool. This was all right. I mean, like when they start ramping up towards the end, man, this is going to be really good. Well, fuck, was I wrong?
No, it was not.
Fuck, was I wrong?
Mm-mm. I caught it, and I don't usually like medieval stuff, or I never had before, you know. And then I got into it, and I was shocked, and I was like, "Wow, look at this!" So then I went full force in it. I went in.
Yep.
And I got my heart broke.
And that's that's why you.
And that's how it goes.
You know, sometimes if you don't like something, like you don't like your swords and sorcery, sometimes you just stay away because they'll only hurt you in the end.
I should have.
I don't want it. Do that. That was a good one.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't want.
I fought this hard for it, but now I don't want it.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, you want to give it to me? No, I don't want it. Oh, yeah. No, I don't want it.
Get that as a ringtone.
I still to this day, if there's something on my head, I'm like, I don't want it. Like a madman. So anyways.
Jon Snow is actually going to be in the, Kit Harington.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the MCU now. He's going to be.
Okay. I'm fine with it. I like him.
Just didn't like his.
Just didn't like how that all ended.
Did you ever see, and I'm guessing the answer is no, there was a movie that he did called Pompeii.
Mm-mm.
But like, you know, loosely based, or like it was just a shitty fucking medieval type movie.
Okay.
But then just, hey, we need a hook for this. Why don't we set it in Pompeii right before the volcano goes off?
Okay.
That was fucking
wow.
Awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. Goodness.
I don't want it.
That's what people said in the theater. I don't want it.
No one saw this in the theater. This was like, hey, we got, so every once in a while, an actor will become, when they become famous, one of their older movies will come out.
Right. And
that was like kind of this case. Like, I think the studio was sitting on the movie forever. And like, hey, that Game of Thrones dude is mega popular right now. Let's throw out this Pompeii flick.
Oh, we could get some traction on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shitty.
I think one of the best examples of that is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3 that has Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as like those two started like rising to prominence, they're like, hey, check out Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. And you're like, holy shit.
That was a rough one.
Man, the things people had to do to work their way up through the acting ranks. My
hypothetical
God.
Wiener, you gotta suck, aka those movies.
Hypothetical wiener.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
That's gonna be my new password for stuff.
Had I not thrown that out to you before?
I might have
I've told many I've said many a times people can suck my metaphorical wiener. Yeah. I guess I hadn't thrown it out here yet. Okay.
You may have, but it hit today. Dear diary, today hypothetical wiener landed.
But I didn't want it. Thor? We talking about Ragnarok?
We're talking about Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok.
Today.
So Heimdall's trying to get the Asgardian peeps out of there. They're on the Rainbow Bridge, and the wolf is at the end, I believe. And then the zombie soldiers, are approaching, and let's see. Thor, so Hela goes to find the people. They've been evacuated. And then while she's there, she hears the pounding of the staff because Thor has made it to the throne. Ooh.
And business is about to pick up.
Yeah. So he calls for Hela, and then they begin to fight. And she is pretty fucking powerful, dude. She is awesome. Awesome. Don't say there aren't amazing women's roles, okay?
I don't say that.
You don't say that. We talk about other people saying that, but like these roles have been amazing. Valkyrie's awesome. Like, so cool.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I thought Hela was awesome. Again, as we've talked about over the course of these last couple phases, and it's a pretty common topic that Marvel has a villain problem,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that, well, you got to let your villain shine, you know, let them stick around, let them do their thing,
right.
You know, and that was definitely the case with Hela. Like you could have made her a much more prominent figure in the movie.
True.
And I'd have been okay with it. I thought she fucking just killed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. And at one point, she takes Hulk's beautiful eye.
She takes Thor's eye.
That's right, Thor. Sorry. Did I say Hulk? I had Hulk up here. Sorry. Because I have here that Hulk takes care of the big dog, of the big wolf.
I love when Banner gets into the fight. He's like, just jumps off the ship or whatever,
mm-hmm.
thinking that he's going to Hulk out by the time he hits the bridge, and he just pancakes on the fucking bridge.
He's like, to Valkyrie, he was like, you want to know who I am? I'll show you. And then boom, just he does not Hulk out in time.
That fucking splat kills me. Every
his damn
time.
Arm macked up like that. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Like there are very rare instances of physical comedy not landing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that one just killed it. Every splat, every thud, I'm just like, fuck, I could watch that all day.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck you, Banner. Fuck you, Hulk. So Hulk is fighting the big bad wolf, and Korg shows up with Meek to fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking Meek.
Because they had started their own revolution on Sakaar. What was
Sakaar.
It? Sakaar. Shit.
They printed enough pamphlets this time.
Yes. And so Loki's there as well. Or Loki comes out and he calls himself the savior and gets everyone on the ship because of course he does.
I also loved earlier when they were getting off of Sakaar and Thor's like, hey, let's play Get Help.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I didn't even put it in my notes. Yes.
No, I don't want to play Get Help. No, let's get help.
And so literally Thor is holding Loki like, help, help, we need to get help. My brother needs help. And then he just chucks Loki at the bad guys. So good. So good. And I think even when they get on this on Asgard and he like, we're not doing Get Help.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he tells him that. So Thor's not doing well in this fight against Hela. But then he sees visions of Odin. And he was like, I don't have my hammer. I can't do this. And Odin's like, what are you, the god of hammers?
I love that line.
And he goes, Asgard is anywhere our people stand. It's not a place. It's our people. And you are stronger. And so Thor conjures the thunder.
and he blasts Hela and the Death Soldiers, and then we hear, fucking great.
Would you like to know the coolest performance I've ever heard of that song?
Tell me.
It was by a band called the Cybertronic Spree.
Of course.
And they're a band that cosplays as Transformers. And
I hate it.
Oh, they are fucking amazing. They are so good.
Okay.
They're actually like really talented musicians, but they'll do covers of 80s cartoon songs.
Mm-hmm.
And when Thor Ragnarok came out, that's when they kind of started coming out like doing shows and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so that song was in the trailer. It was obviously in the movie. It was very huge, very iconic nerd moment, right? Like, people love Led Zeppelin. People love nerd shit.
Uh-huh.
So they did this one in concert, and their lead singer is just this, like, just badass, dressed up like RC, one of the few female Transformers, just belting out Led Zeppelin.
That's pretty amazing.
It's fucking rad.
God.
And they did that, and then they would go into, you know, the Transformers theme song from the cartoon. They did Thundercats theme song. They did The Touch, which is like you know that song, right?
Yeah.
You got the touch.
Yep.
Yeah. Made very, very famous by the Transformers animated movie.
Oh.
That's what I always think of when I hear that song.
Okay.
In fact, Stan Bush, the guy that performed that song, I saw him one time at this thing called BotCon. It was a yearly Transformers convention.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular one was in Pasadena, California.
Okay.
And it was right before Transformers 2 came out, Revenge of the Fallen. And there was a party for the convention attendees on the Paramount backlot.
Okay.
And Stan Bush was performing there, right? Now, I don't know a lot of Stan Bush songs. In fact, I know two, and they're both from the Transformers soundtrack. And so he gets up there and he's like, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. You know, I'm going to play some songs for you tonight. And he goes into like an Eagles cover.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, you know, Eagles are all right. And, yeah. Okay, whatever. And then he plays another song that isn't The Touch. And then one more. And everyone is just kind of like, all right, yeah, cool. Stan Bush is, hey, you guys are like digging this Paramount party? This is kind of cool. Like, oh, let's go. You got The Touch. Oh, shit. Fucking just sweaty Transformer nerds going nuts. Stan Bush does The Touch. Everyone like, you know, yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he plays like two other songs and everyone kind of zones out. But then he played The Touch again. He did it again.
He got him back. God, that's amazing.
I was like, oh, this is the best concert I've ever been to.
That's a guy who knows the room. And yes. I appreciate that.
Yep.
That's super good.
Uh-huh. He gets it.
So back to Thor Ragnarok. Also, we find out that the orgy ship has fireworks. And so while Immigrant Song is playing,
yeah,
we get that slow motion of Valkyrie in her uniforms, puts her uniform back on and the fireworks are going. That was super cool. And even though Hela Dunn got blasted, she comes back because she's powerful AF.
She ain't going out with a measly little bolt of lightning.
No. So Thor figures that because Asgard is the people and not a place, Ragnarok is supposed to happen. That Asgard is supposed to fall, damn it.
Let's get Surtur in the equation.
Let's get him in the equation. And so Loki is put in charge of this. So Loki goes down to get the crown and put it into the eternal flame because that's what's going to have Ragnarok rock Asgard. And I love the moment where he's running down and he takes a little double take. That was the Tesseract, wasn't it?
Or
the cube? Yeah. He takes a little gander at that. And I'm like, oh, mischief. And
so adorable.
Scourge finally starts to redeem himself by fighting those zombies with Dez and Troy. And unfortunately, I think Hela kills him, doesn't she?
He does.
She do. And then Surtur.
Nicely done.
Forms and fights Hela and destroys Hela because he's hella strong.
Yeah, there it is.
And Asgard is hella gone.
Yup. Hella gone.
And Thor and Loki have like a good little moment where Thor was like, if you were really here, I would hug you. But Loki was actually really there.
Aww.
Aww, precious. He do have a heart. We just have to bring it out. And
that's spoken like a true woman in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we have King Thor. And so now we have all these people. We ain't got no Asgard to put them on. So where are they going to go? They're going to go to Earth.
They're going to Earth.
They're going to Earth. And then that is the end of Thor Ragnarok.
In the comics, at one point, Thor summoned Asgard as a basically like a floating city over Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
What the fuck? Was not expecting that.
So anyways, that's a musical.
Yeah, well, clearly. I wasn't expecting that coming out of you.
I never saw it. I just remember that. And so if I ever talk about Oklahoma, that's immediately what comes to my mind.
That could be kind of dangerous, though, because then someone's like, oh, you've seen Oklahoma. And you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. I have to always admit, I'm like, no, I hadn't. Nah.
I just know that one
I just
part.
Know that one line of that one song from that one movie called Oklahoma.
I get you. That's fair.
Anyways, why over Oklahoma?
I mean, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Like after that, I mean, that was I started the conversation, you ended it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so it's
basically like after Asgard gets destroyed. Thor,
I love it that you told me you weren't going to tell me and now you're going to tell me.
Yeah,
I won.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You fuck you. No, you know what? No, not anymore.
Come on.
Nope.
Come on. I'll do it again. No. I'll do it again if you tell me the story.
Do that and end it with Jon Snow.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. A floating city over Oklahoma. I don't want it. God almighty, this was dumb. Thor Ragnarok. No, seriously, I need to know why it was over Oklahoma.
So basically after Asgard gets destroyed, then Thor uses all of his might and magic and ability to like resurrect Asgard, and it just so happens to be floating over Oklahoma.
Okay, so there's not a reason that it's over Oklahoma.
No, it's just there.
Does that block out the sun though from Oklahoma?
No, it's not like a planet. It's basically, you know, like a like a town.
And there's
not a lot in Oklahoma. It's like all flatlands and fucking
right. Well, they need sun.
Yeah, well, they got it. So,
I love that that was your rebuttal. Oh, they got it. So, such a good rebuttal. Like, I don't even know how to argue against it. And it's the dumbest rebuttal ever. Like, well, they got it. Okay.
I mean, there it is.
All right, Mr. Science Man.
Hey, I didn't letter in speech and debate in high school for nothing.
I don't know why that tickled me, but they got it. Well, they got it.
I mean, the sun's there.
The sun's there.
It goes up, it goes down. Rises in the east, sets in the west. What the fuck you want me to do about it?
It do. Oh, shit. So we get some post-credit scenes. Because they're there.
Because it's a Marvel movie that got them.
Anyway, in the first post-credit scene, we're on the ship with the Asgardians, and Loki questions why Earth, I believe he does. And then during this conversation, there's like this big rumble, and they are approached by a huge ass ship. Is that Thanos' ship?
It might be.
It might be. I figured it was.
I mean, you've seen the movie where it happened.
Did I? Oh, I did.
You did.
Oh, no shit. Okay. All right. Okay. Now I know where I'm at now. Son of a bitch. Okay. So that's the first post-credit scene. And then there's another one. And the Grandmaster himself has made it into the garbage dump with the trash locals. And he declares that, oh, well, you know, this revolution was great, but to have a revolution, you have to have somebody to revolt against, which is me. So I played a big part in it. And I consider this revolution a tie, which was adorable.
In the most Jeff Goldblum-y way possible.
Yeah. Like, a tie. And God. Then that is the second post-credit scene. And I believe that's the last, unless I missed something.
You did not. That was, It didn't have five like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thank goodness. I kept rewinding and fast forward. I was like, surely I've missed something, but I didn't.
I had to have gotten all of them, right?
Right. Yeah.
No, Thor Ragnarok delivers the fucking goods. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Where would you put it on a scale?
I would say, I kind of want to give it a 4.
All right.
I think I give it a 3.5, 4, probably 4.
A strong yeah. 4 for Thor.
A strong 4 for Thor, baby. That sounds risque.
Ooh, put him in. Give him some long black hair. Put him in a little suit. Yum, yeah. Yum, get me some.
I do want it. I do.
I do want it.
Where do you put it?
I'd give it a 4 for Thor.
Yeah, 4 for Thor. God, I love that so much. 4 for Thor. Yeah, it was super good. It was super fun. I know I got annoyed at Hulk, but it didn't ruin the movie for me at all. Like, I have to, it's one of those things I just have to accept, and it's fine. And I love Thor in this movie. It made me love him a lot more. Like, getting that quirkiness out there, the fun, I really enjoyed it. And I totally accept that version of Thor.
Yeah, you can really tell that Chris Hemsworth had a much more fun time this time around.
Mm-hmm,
So much so that he will be coming back for Thor 4.
Hooray!
And we didn't see old Jane Foster in this one.
Nope.
But we will be seeing her in the next one.
Okay. Well, because now he's going to Earth.
He's coming to Earth. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He is on his way.
Going to Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe they changed that.
Texas.
I found this on a planet called Texas. Oh, fucking hell. Well, we've got one more Marvel movie checked off the list.
Another one.
And we're going to be back on Thursday to talk about another one that is not Thor.
No, it's not.
We're going to be talking about the Black Panther.
And one that I've seen.
You have seen that one, yeah.
I have seen this one, yeah. But now I know who everybody's going to be.
And I have a little more context.
Right.
Like, just a touch. Because again, refresh my memory, it was Civil War, it was Black Panther, Infinity War, and Ant-Man and Wasp, right?
I think that's the way I watched them, yes. I'm pretty sure that's how it went. I think Ant-Man and Wasp was the last one I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That would have been it.
Well, and thankfully you don't remember a whole lot about...
I truly don't. I remember that ending, though, but...
I mean, how can you forget that
you
ending?
Can't. No.
Fuck, I can't wait to talk about that, which we'll be doing next week, next Monday, because we got Black Panther, and then we have Infinity War.
I can't believe we're that close.
God
goodness
damn.
Gracious.
Have you been, like, I know you typically watch movies either the night before or the day of we record, but we've talked about how you should maybe just fast forward and get through these as quick as possible so we can watch Endgame. Have you gone ahead at all?
No.
No.
I haven't.
Wow.
I haven't. I'm one ahead because I have watched Black Panther.
Right.
But that's it.
But you didn't watch Captain Marvel.
I haven't watched Captain Marvel. I haven't gone any further. No.
Interesting.
Mm-mm, I haven't. And I should be, but I haven't.
You should be because we got to, fuck, man.
I'm just so afraid that the big ending is going to be revealed to me. Like, I've avoided so many spoilers and I'm so afraid.
Which is amazing for being the biggest movie of all times.
Right. I guess because I just didn't pay attention. I didn't care about it. I'm sure I know, but I'm sure it's just gone. It's been so much time now that it's just gone. It's been replaced by some useless factoid.
It's been replaced by images of Tom Hiddleston in that black suit.
That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Store that under the file. Yum.
Him and naked Jason Segel. Check out our review of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Sarah Marshall. I can't speak today. I shouldn't have took that sip of water. Fuck this.
That's all right. I mean, got Jason Segel Wang on the brain. You get a little bit that bit.
Sometimes you can't concentrate on anything else. So anyway.
Well, let's concentrate on Black Panther. Let's talk about that later this week. We'll come back on a Thursday. Maybe we'll take a couple days off and just, I don't know, learn to speak again.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Hopefully this plague will not follow me into Thursday.
We'll find out on Thursday. But between now and then, you should maybe go back and check out some previous episodes of Huntsville Home Video. If you just discovered us recently, welcome to our fun little social experiment of trying to make Leanne a better person through cinema.
I think it's slightly starting to take hold.
I think it's starting to take hold in leaps and bounds.
Okay, good. Okay.
Like, 'cause every day I talk to you, it's like, you didn't say that a year ago. You weren't like this a year ago. You didn't like people a year ago, but now you just have a much stronger disdain for them. Huh. Yeah, I ruin everything I come in contact with.
And you are my ego.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
So give us a like, give us a follow on the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at
HSV Home Video.
Or go to HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. New episodes every Monday, every Thursday for Marvel Month, maybe even after that. I don't know. A lot of people have said they like the two a week.
We have a lot of requests.
We do.
People just can't get enough of us, Jack.
Apparently.
And they're just as fucked up as we are.
Sweet Jesus, man, our shit is gold.
Who knew how messed up our baker's dozen was?
I mean, I did.
Scrambled.
Scrambled, but I don't know. What the fuck?
I was trying to think of eggs. Like messed up, like scrambled. I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I'm just going to tell you to follow our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, underboss_photography. Hit them up on Facebook. Hit them up on Instagram. For as shitty as we speak today.
Sorry.
He does much better photography. He does the exact opposite of us speaking.
He is the totally different end of the spectrum.
Yep.
Yeah.
On one end, we have Jack and Leanne blubbering together to try to form a fucking coherent podcast. On the other end, Michael at Underboss Photography shooting amazing pictures.
Like art, like an artiste. Yeah. Just a couple of monkeys in a room.
Yep. Literally throwing shit at a wall. Leanne, look at this. What is that shit? Yeah, throw it at the fucking wall. Get it away from me. And then on the other side of that wall, art from Underboss Photography.
Yeah.
So give him a like and a follow, and we will be back to chat with you on Thursday, where we'll be chatting about the Black Panther. Until then, be kind and rewind.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.